Coming up on Roundabout, fuel prices are set to double in one unfortunate country. Find out where right after this. GM is throwing Saab owners under the bus like they didn't deserve it already for buying one. And we pit two panelists against each other in a fight to the death in another installment of Versus. Stick around for all this hooping and hollering only on Roundabout. Roundabout is sponsored by Advance Auto Parts. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, to get up to $30 off your next purchase. And, of course, by our good friends at Amazon.com.
Well, hi there. I'm Joshua J. Ewan from rotoblog.com, living in the Bible Belt.
On this, the day of my daughter's wedding, I'm Colin Bird with Cars.com.
Instead of watching the Detroit Lions beat the Saints tonight, I'm stuck here at the Roundabout Studio, and I'm Jeffrey Ross with Auto Bytel.
Back in said studio after an awesome holiday break, I'm your host, Craig Cole.
Battling the debilitating ravages of chronic depression, I'm producer Ben Sanders.
And this is Roundabout.
Welcome to Roundabout, episode 112, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed. Craig's little idea of making two screens on one made it so I had to scroll.
Blame the guy that's trying to help you out. Blame the guy that shows you fancy new features, mind-blowing new features. Joe.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah, so here we are. We've circled the wagons. We've gathered the crew. We're defending the automotive world against craziness, I guess. Are we, though?
Tyranny.
Tyranny. Yes, we're having the Roundabout Tea Party. But not the tea party. But we're having a tea. We're throwing it overboard, so to speak, into the ocean of the internet.
Does that mean we get little crimpets?
Crimpets?
Crumpets? I don't know.
No, we're
called. I don't care.
Ben actually brought cucumber sandwiches, but
I believe crimpets are those little things you use when you're attaching two wires together.
All right, well, crimpets. There you go.
Well, there you go. Is that like a hairdini?
The Roundabout crimpets.
The Roundabout crimpets. All right. Yeah,
we can find them on Amazon.com.
Amazing. So here
some
we are again.
That would be seditious, by the way. Just saying, Syria.
And by the way, Colin, you have a daughter? Are you even?
I do.
Old enough? Are you serious?
She's 24. And we're married.
Well, before this conversation takes a turn for the worse, welcome back, everyone. We got an all-star panel lined up.
First even round out of 2012.
It is. Woo!
Ow!
I'm depressed now.
Yay!
Let's give ourselves a round of applause, especially me.
And I believe we have a new regular.
We do. We have news to announce. Stephen J. Ewing, end of last year, unfortunately had to retire from the show. He's not gone forever. He hasn't passed on. But
his diverticulitis was just getting so bad.
I know. And that ulcerative colitis, is that what it was?
I know.
I don't know. Bad times for him. Unfortunately, he's in our thoughts and prayers. He will be back at future times. He's just not going to be a regular anymore. So in lieu of Stephen J. Ewing, we have decided to promote Josh Lewis from RawAutos.com. He's our new regular. So welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. I would just like to say the Ewing King is dead. Long live the Louis King. So there we go. Okay.
So yes, welcome, Josh. Your first show as a regular on the program.
Thank you.
We hope you take advantage of it and don't screw up too badly.
Oh, I'm going to take advantage of every single one of you guys.
Just wait until it gets
dark.
Whoa,
stop.
Does not sound good.
Colin Bird is squawking about that. So it's new year, new show, Roundabout. Got Jeffrey Ross in the studio live right now. We're waiting on Michelle Naranjo and Eric Tritko. She was getting at a late flight. It was delayed. She was supposed to be here with us, but unfortunately, we'll see if we can get her on a little bit later. Jeff, you're obviously in town for the auto show.
Hello.
How do you like the weather? You brought a little sunshine.
Yeah, last time this year when my plane landed, there was ice and snow on the runway. Today it was sunny and 50, so it was warm.
It's unseasonably warm here.
I'll take it.
Yeah, so no complaints from me either. It's nice this winter. It's a nice winter. Anyway, let's get started with the news portion of the show. We got a lot of stories to get through, and as I mentioned, we're going to have Versus at the end, second half, so stick around for that. But I am up first here, so let's get rolling. Do you think fuel prices are too high where you live? Well, be thankful you don't call Nigeria home. In case you're not in the know, this coastal African nation is one of the largest oil producers in the world. In fact, it's number one on the continent. It also has massive fuel subsidies, which account for roughly, get this, a quarter of the government's total expenditures. Bloomberg News reports President Goodluck Jonathan, yes, that's his actual name. Find that hard to believe.
Great name.
Yeah, Southern style name. He's gunning to put a stop to this. He wants to reinvest the money spent on subsidies in big infrastructure projects in Nigeria for things like roads and power plants. Sounds like a good idea to me.
Infrastructure, yes.
Yes.
Going back to the 1900s.
Absolutely. It sounds like a good idea to me, but it could spell trouble for motorists. In the nation's capital of Abuja, 1 liter of unleaded gasoline cost about 65 naira, 40 U.S. cents. When the subsidy rug is pulled out from underneath drivers, the price is expected to more than double. Not unexpectedly, the move is unpopular with Nigerians. The moral of the story? Don't bitch about fuel prices. They could be a lot worse than they are. Right? The price is going to double.
80 yeah. cents. Double.
Oh, gosh. Like, okay, in North Carolina, where I live, paid $3.80 for premium yesterday.
I mean, in your M3.
In my M3. Excuse me while I just wet my whistle with my M3.
You know, an interesting factoid about, I don't know if this necessarily pertains to Nigeria, but the reason I'm assuming his name is Goodluck Jonathan, and certain African countries, and this happens in some countries in general, you choose a really, really positive name, and that helps you get elected, too. So,
does
good
it?
Luck.
My name is Happiness name? Sunshine, and
name is soon to be Bad Funshine Luck Death Jonathan.
My name is Go Screw Yourself!
Funshine Cole, I like that.
So, speaking of interesting factoids, another one I pulled out of the article. Despite producing so much oil, like I said, they're one of the number one producers in the world, Nigeria actually imports 90% of its petroleum products because it lacks refining capacity. Maybe they're going to reinvest some money in that. It makes sense.
Well, they just burn their oil?
I don't know. They burn tires. Colin.
Have you ever smelled oil before? It smells delicious.
It's a major food group, isn't
it? One word for you, imperialism. That's what that's about. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Sticking up for the man here. That's right. We're all a bunch of swine or whatever they would say.
Good luck.
Sounds like our next story, actually.
Absolutely. Good segue. Colin.
Good segue, I think. So, yeah, like it or not, GM had a big hand in the death of Saab. In the proverbial death by a thousand cuts, GM, in all likelihood, was probably responsible for 967 of the gushing red wounds. As a final FU to the hapless Nordic automaker, General Motors has decided to poach Saab's former customers, who are now officially a people without a land. According to Jalopnik, who intercepted the communique, GM has sent out about 70,000 incentive offers to abandon Saab owners. What are these amazing deals, you say? Owners who presumably enjoy Saab's unique Swedish look and quirks can swap out of, say, a Saab 9-3 for a Buick LaCrosse. And oh, hey, you get $500 cash back.
What?
Not if you want the very popular Equinox Chevrolet Volt or the Buick Verano, though. You have to settle for $250. These incentives, which are really no better than most of GM's current national incentives, represent the final 1,000th cut in Saab's already hemorrhaging abdomen. Well done, GM. Sorry, when I first wrote this morning, I was...
You weren't sober?
I was sober. In a good mood, I guess.
So you say they're a people without a land. So basically you're saying they're like the Dutch after global warming when their country's under the ocean.
By the 13th tribe.
I don't know.
No, I disagree. I think $250 is great, actually, because... Well, to be honest, you would have to give me $250 just to buy an Equinox anyway. And even then, I'd still probably turn you down.
But you know what I mean? It's just like, I know that the Equinox and the Terrain and all those are really popular right now, but it's just kind of a slap in the face. I mean,
isn't the Buick LaCrosse about to get discontinued in a couple years anyway?
No. It's
discontinued.
The LaCrosse is doing really well.
Customer base dies off, I don't really think they'll have a lot of money left except in China.
What about a Lucerne?
That's already done.
Can sell it to them.
I didn't include all the incentives on it, but in the link it says about $1,000 for any car that isn't these specific cars that are like, oh, you only get $500 or $250 cash back. Any other GM, Chevrolet, or Buick, you get $1,000.
You get a grand for a Corvette. Wait a second. You can walk in. Oh, that's right. You can walk in and buy any Corvette for employee pricing anyway. So,
Well, speaking of Corvettes, you know, Josh, they attract a lot of attention from the constabulary being, you know, high performance vehicle.
Yeah. It's a horrible segue. So think about it. You're driving along, minding your own business, then all of a sudden you're getting pulled over. Drats, you say to yourself. If you're a woman, you get your cleavage ready and the tears to turn on. If you're Evangelina Paredes, however you say her last name, probably butchering it, which is probably good. This works against you. She was written a ticket costing her $132 last October. A ticketing officer, though, Chris Collins, took it upon himself to apologize in a note left on her car. Oh, and said note also asked her out. Hubba hubba. This has gone horribly wrong for him, though, because now he's being sued by Miss Paredes, saying that he violated, quote-unquote, her rights, as well as causing her great fear and anxiety. Or lawyer speak for, I'm full of it, and I just want some free taxpayer dollars, y'all. The note is horrible, though. Mr. Collins wrote on it, I know this may seem crazy, and you're probably right, but truth is, I've not stopped thinking about you since. I can't expect a girl as attractive as you to, well, even go for a guy like me. But I'm taking a shot anyways.
Did you write this, Josh?
No.
That was definitely on it.
Leave it on the big toy at the middle school.
But hey, I did cost you $132. The least I can do is buy you dinner. That's the only bit of the note that's been published, if there is more at all. First off, never write how bald and ugly you are when stalking a girl. Well, she'll know it's you immediately. Secondly, who really cares that this cop wanted to ask her out? I mean, she's saying in her little note or in her little lawsuit that he violated her rights for looking up in his computer where she lived to go and stalk her. There's no actual mention of him stalking her, just leaving a note.
Well, so, that's it's stalking by paper.
Yeah, it's
that's
stalking.
Illegal. Like, just
it's illegal.
Roar.
If you work in a store and they, you know, there's someone pays you with a check and you get their information off the check and then track them down, that's illegal. Look,
that's a little creepy. I'm saying this
it's
guy's
the same thing. It's actually worse. He used his work abilities, his police computer, to track down this woman's information. That's actually worse.
Here's the great thing about it.
Is there?
It will be. He's going to see her in court again anyway. I mean, regardless, even without the lawsuit, with the ticket, he'd see her in court.
So this happened in like one of our suburbs in Chicago.
Yes, it happened just outside of you guys.
Exactly. So I saw it on the news, and I don't know how the Detroit. I imagine the Detroit half-hour recap of the news is as awful as ours, where it's just like a million murders and right. I don't know, grandma drowning.
Wait, we have
three kid,
it's,
and then
it's
the
January. They haven't
fire.
Made a million yet.
That'd be February, end of February, roughly, give or take.
And then this story came on. It's just like, and that was actually the lighter story. I think they even said that. I was just like, oh, well, that's cute, I guess, you know, stalking.
Now all we need is her on camera just crying, going, I was afraid to go out of my house for fear that
the cop
was going to talk to me.
You know what we need, Josh.
Yes.
We need to move on.
Sounds like we've got a visitor in here.
Jeffrey. Who? Oh, well, look who showed up. I didn't even notice.
It's Eric.
And Michelle. We got some folks showed up here. Just got back. Traffic from the airport.
They got some good eatings with them?
No.
No.
Just peanuts from Delta.
Shucks.
Oh, I do have some of those.
I was hoping they'd have
what about biscotti?
Biscotti and Twix.
Oh dear!
We didn't interrupt class?
Show, Michelle, per usual.
Well, what? Welcome to the studio, folks.
Well, let me talk because I'm excited
you
that
got, you got a story to get to. You got a story to get.
I'm excited that I finally have a good story that comes from the dangle stay here. No strippers involved. No ticket hungry cops, and especially nobody shaving their no-no spot while driving. After 13 years of offering the test track ride, GM and Disney World will be creating an all-new ride at the end of this year called the Chevrolet Design Center at Epcot. Hey, who hasn't wanted to mix roller coasters and test cars at some point in their lives? No, Eric, I said test cars, not press cars. In preparation of this new attraction, the current ride will be shutting down in April.
Have you been on that ride?
I have not.
Is that the ride that they made fun of in The Simpsons about the electric car or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh.
I hear it's fun. I've just never been. I went to Disney once.
Were there strippers at Disney, though?
There are strippers at Disney.
Oh.
What?
They're in uniform for Snow White and Cinderella and
Epcot.
They strip afterwards.
Yeah. Oh,
if you give Snow White a roofie, she'll do anything.
Good one.
There's that special room up in the castle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving along.
The champagne room in the castle.
Time marches on, and so does Roundabout.
Now, I'm curious, though. Were any of the cars at all like runaways, or any of them get away from anybody?
Burst into flames?
No, they're not Toyotas. They were Chevrolets.
No, I think based on what I know about the, it's like a, it's just a roller coaster that looks like a test track.
Mm.
That was actually a segue for Craig.
Oh, yes,
the host.
Oh.
The dummy to your right.
Hmm?
The one being controlled by Ben's arm.
Yeah, real funny one, Josh. Anyway.
My first show.
It's every driver's worst nightmare, at least if your car is in a total shit box. You come out of a store and your whip is missing.
Mark it, Ben.
That's just what happened to one man in Australia. His two-day-old car was AWOL after a 15-minute shopping trip. As you'd expect, he telephoned the local constabulary and they started an investigation. They looked and searched for days, but to no avail. The vehicle was gone without a trace. Come to find out, though, said vehicle had rolled across the street and into a neighbor's garage where the door closed behind it after it crashed into it. Figure that one out. And there it sat for 17 whole days. Conveniently, the homeowners at the house were on vacation. When they returned, they noticed that it looked like they'd been broken into and called the police. And lo and behold, there sat a stolen car just as pristine as the day it left its showroom sitting in their garage. The moral of the story, don't be a dumbass and make sure you put it in park.
Hey, Phil, did you leave your car at my house while you were babysitting my daughter?
See, that's the great thing about modern, you know, like, he should buy a Prius or something like that where you have, you know, where it's electronic parking brake so you can never mess up.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta love the modern
or
things.
You drive a manual and you'd be competent.
I was gonna say, then you become very proficient at just raising up the ether.
I keep forgetting I'm on webcam here. I was looking quite ridiculous. Sir.
Colin!
Apparently they don't live in, like, they've never lived in someplace like San Francisco where there's signs every 5 feet tell you to curb your wheels.
You turn the tiller toward the curb there.
Yeah. Eric, you need to curb your enthusiasm.
Oh. I park my car in neutral all the time here. I don't know what you guys are talking
it's
about.
It's better for gas mileage, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can coast when you're...
Let
yeah.
it slightly list to go away, you know. Okay, so...
Colin Bird.
We all know that, 2011 is gone, and it actually was a fairly, relatively speaking, okay year in the auto industry here in the United States. It sales up 10%, and, you know, our top 10 seller list, we have models now like the Chevrolet Cruze entering into the top 10. And overall, you know, the Detroit 30 did pretty well. So there are some models that had a horribly bad run of it. In a blog entry from Autoblog, which weeded out high-performance, luxury, and partially stillborn models from the list, public outline.
I didn't write that, Rich. I did not write that.
I wrote it. The publication outlined the top 10 worst-selling mainstream vehicles for 2011. Such models include the now-dead Mazda Tribute, which sold a whopping 2,696 units. Other winners include the Acura ZDX, Hyundai Azera, and Subaru Tribeca. Acura could only muster barely 1,000 Acura RL sales for all of 2011. What you notice about this list is that it includes a lot of models that are really old or uninspiring looking, or models that don't quite fit into the marketing ethos of each respective brand. For instance, the luxury Cadillac pickup truck, the Escalade EXT, or the $70,000 Toyota Land Cruiser.
They could sell 1,000 Acura RLs.
Or it's a car that's been in every superhero movie as of late and still looks like crap in it. The Acura CDX.
Yeah, there's some models, like, you know, they say they weeded out luxury models, and not to say anything about Audible, I mean, you know, disagree with them or anything, but the, you know, the Escalade EXT, I think mustering 1,000 of that a year, I mean, that seems, I'm sure that's fine with GM, you know.
Cause I was going to say, that's pretty good for as much as it costs, as much as they actually physically hold you down and rape you to actually purchase the vehicle.
I remember the most vivid cameo
all profit.
Was in Sopranos when they killed, I can't even remember what his name is anymore, but he was like high or something, and then the car flipped over and he almost killed Tony, and then Tony just killed him, you know, he saw the
oh yeah
in the back. I can't remember who it was now.
Who was that?
He's in the tank day commercials or something.
Yeah, that guy.
He was Italian.
Christopher Moltisanti.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he's in those alcohol commercials now for whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's they couldn't carry these sales full term. I'm surprised. I mean,
well.
What are you saying, Greggy?
He was talking about partial models and stuff.
Partial stillborns.
I didn't write that for once. I get an award.
Wouldn't that be the Mazda Tribute?
No, well, the Mazda Tribute had a full year, I think.
In any event, Josh, do you have happier news? I see something about beer.
Yes.
In your title there.
Beer. This is
beer
actually
makes you happy?
What,
probably my
you
favorite
happy,
story of the day. Michelle, shut up. This happened in Burlington, North Carolina, about 80 miles from my home, where a woman, obviously annoyed that her local convenience store was closed. So what did she do? She crashed into it with her pick-em-up truck, then going and helping herself to a new case of beer. Hers was obviously old and empty. The woman, Kara Fitzgerald Overman, was arrested only a mile from where the crime happened. The crash happened around 1:42 a.m. on December 28th. And as the story points out, in England, this sort of thing is called ram raiding. In North Carolina, it's just called a Friday night.
Now, really quick here, Josh, let me warn you that you shouldn't get into a habit of doing localized stories like this on Roundabout, because then they'll start pigeonholing North Carolina drivers, and next thing you know, North Carolina will be known for beer-crazed drunk drivers.
That's all right. That's a BMW, so he drives like a douche.
Well,
anyway.
I'm just saying, like, we already now on Roundabout, Florida is the stripper crazy person.
It was Jeff. That way before Roundabout.
Yeah, I was going to say, I used to live in Tampa. It was that. I used to drive
Tampa,
my friends at 3 o'clock in the morning to a strip joint. I mean, that was, you know.
Michelle, ram raiding. Used to live in the UK.
Yeah, and, you know, that's...
She's used to ram raiding.
Ram raiding all the time. No, we actually didn't do ram raiding.
Is that what it called?
We did lock-ins.
What's a lock-in?
Well, Bub was supposed to close at a certain hour, and so they would pull the draperies to and lock
the
door.
And leave people in there?
And leave people in the party. And you'd stay in this drink.
Drink all night until you die.
Usually until the local police officer got off duty, and then he'd come in and join us.
Oh,
sounds like high school for me.
Can you say ram raiding with an English accent?
Ram raiding.
Ryan Riding. There's the title right there. Mark that.
English usually end things and it sounds like a question, so it'd be like Ram Riding.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Jeff Ross. Volvo something.
I wonder how they say Ram Riding in the car.
Good question. How would they?
Now that it's in South America? How do you move an entire place to South America?
It was dangerous, Michelle. It was danger.
Like, South America is safe.
Yeah.
Colombia.
All right, anyways.
Enough of strippers.
Yes, no strippers. Growing up, I spent the majority of my time being shuttled around in the way back of a 78 Chevy Caprice station wagon, while I spent most of my weekends as a teenager off-roading in some wooded area in the middle of nowhere, Michigan. As if to sum up the first 20 years of my life into a single car picture, Hooniverse.com found this beautiful Volvo XC70 that was apparently prepped for the brutal Dakar Rally. At first, I thought this jacked-up station wagon was just an awesome Photoshop, but after checking out a few of the build pictures of the monster Volvo, I want. In the timeless words of Veruca Salt, I don't care how, I want it now!
Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-doo.
That is...
I don't even know the rest of it.
I mean...
There isn't.
I really thought it was a fake picture. Just...
Looks pretty fake to me.
Well, let's,
no, because, I mean, the first picture, it looks like it could just be like... Photoshopped or something. Oh, this is the one I thought was fake.
It looks fake, all right. Like, but
then, so I didn't read it. It's just a shell, then, right?
They haven't done any. Like, it says they did research, but they couldn't find out if it actually ran in the Dakar.
This looks like when in the 70s and 80s when they take whatever car and put it on like the GMC K5 Blazer platform. You'd see Vegas, Pintos. I mean, just the craziest stuff.
Miatas.
Wait, didn't someone...
BMW just did one that had like a Chevy innards, but it had a BMW grill.
I was trying to think, who was it? It was, I think when Joel Federer was on the show, he talked about being somewhere in Minnesota, and there was a Corvette that was done that in Duluth. Yeah. So.
Oh, we have a couple of those near my house. We have a Camaro and a Corvette.
Jeff, why do you want this?
I don't know. I was just...
Because three Jeeps aren't enough.
Three Jeeps aren't enough. You nothing's
live in
enough.
Florida. Collecting
what the hell
them
do you
like
need a Jeep horse cocky. No, I think it would be cool blasting through the desert in this awesome Volvo.
Well, at least you
actually,
can
Jacksonville
fit a
used
lot of
to be a sand dune. Boom.
You done told me. Yeah. Well, that wraps up the news portion of the show. Thank you guys.
Dreads.
Did you have something valuable to add, Josh?
Me? No. I know.
I figured so much.
I'd say things.
Just thought I'd ask.
Every time you go pan back, I forget that I'm like doing something stupid.
Do you have a hangnail, Colin?
I'm always like relaxing too much, you know?
All of a sudden, look at the webcam. He's like leaning back, itching his armpit, you know, taking off his shirt.
Not to jump ahead. Yeah. But I have a problem with this week's pick of the week on Amazon.com.
I bet you do.
We know you do, Eric.
So, coming up after the break, we'll get to another installment of our ever-popular segment, Versus the Fur Will Fly. We pit one panelist against another in a throwdown debate.
Fisticuffs.
We got it. Actually, beat each other up in person.
We've got katanas in the back corner there.
Awesome.
No, those kendo
motorcycles?
Sticks. Kendo sticks is what I mean.
I'm going to use that vacuum cleaner.
Well, whatever you want.
Eric wins.
You have kendo sticks?
I'm going home.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh. What is it?
Eric has the Bowie knife.
If I told
it's
you the story
knife.
Of my hand.
Oh, God.
Talk to the hand.
I can't get blood in the Highlander. I'm sorry.
So, hi, Michelle, by the way. I haven't said hi to you yet.
No, you told me to shut up, but hi.
I didn't actually think that you had a pair of headphones on.
None of us.
I don't. I have my ears.
I have my invisible headphones on.
I didn't know you had your ears on, okay?
I can hear everything.
Hey, Michelle, you got your ears on?
Dan Barr!
Let's thank our friends at Amazon, shall we?
Oh.
If you go to our website, roundaboutshow.com, you'll notice at the top of the page, there's a little bar up there for Amazon.
There is?
Have you been there, Eric?
I have.
Then you know. You know too well. We're asking you, very simple, that before you buy anything that they sell on Amazon, and they sell literally just about anything you could possibly want, coffee disc things.
Keurig?
Yes. Coyote. Before you go and buy anything on Amazon, we're asking you, we're begging you to go to roundaboutshow.com first and follow our banner ad. We get credit for it. You get great deals. We all win. Come on. Help us out.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. It is. You get the access to this vast panoply of products available on Amazon, and we get a little credit for it. Help your friends out. Help us out. Roundabout Show, your favorite automotive podcast. Come on. It's as simple as that. Follow the link, order your stuff, boom. That's all it takes. You just go to our website first, roundaboutshow.com, follow the link, and save. Right, Ben?
That's right, Craig.
Haven't heard that in a while. So to help encourage you to do that, we like to highlight a product every week. And Ben, you were complaining about some of my picks in the past.
Oh, you mean like the luggable loo.
What if you're on a long road trip and you gotta go, at, like you're almost run out of gas
in the middle of Montana, Wyoming.
In the middle
it's
of
gross.
And there's a construction group's
porta potty
out there, and you're just too proud to use it.
Who's too proud to use it? We could have built a little.
I can't imagine anyone would be too proud to use.
I use it. I asked him, "Hey, if I use your John?" He said, "Oh no problem. Go right ahead." So anyway,
Mudmaster thinks the luggable loo is a great gift idea.
I'm glad somebody agrees with me because it was a great gift idea, Ben. We could have built you a little Hooverville, some privacy. You could have just done your business in the luggable loo.
We could have cleared out the back of the MKT. It's certainly large enough.
I know. It's commodious in there. Pull some luggage out, some muffins that went bad.
Have you guys ever seen those, I'll call it a loo, you put it into a trailer hitch and it's just the seat?
Mm-hmm.
And then you poo into the bucket.
Anyway.
Oh, were we doing an Amazon?
We were doing an advertisement, guys.
Can you get Top Gear on Amazon?
I'm sure you can, absolutely.
That's an excellent
pick. On digital
pick.
Versatile disc, maybe even VHS, Michelle. If you wanted to have a vintage experience, you can go VHS.
I've got three.
Or the streaming.
Only.
Amazon Video.
Anyway, so as I was saying, Ben was complaining about my picks, highlighting a perfectly good item, the Luggable Lou, and he said, Craig, you need to pick better things. So I did a quick search, and much to Eric's chagrin, I'm sure. Wait, what is the one you actually hawk, Eric?
I can never remember the name either, Craig.
I'm sorry.
I sell several. The Contour HD.
These are cameras.
The cameras.
Contour HD. Boom.
And also the Drift cameras.
Look at this. Right here. Contour HD 1080p helmet camera. Available on Amazon.com.
Onboard.tv?
From Onboard.tv.
Do they have the 3D kits yet?
Not for Contour yet, no.
Yeah. Oh. I own
for
two Contours, and they're brilliant. They're better than the GoPros.
Are they?
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of the millions of things you could purchase from Amazon.com. Again, go to roundaboutshow.com first. Click on the banner ad. Takes you right to Amazon. Do your purchasing as you normally would. We get a little bit of credit for it, and we all win. So check out the Contour HD 1080p helmet cam and a bunch of other stuff, Amazon.com.
Easy. I just wanted to say, Craig, that I'm an avid Amazon fan, and I have a Kindle Fire and all that, and I will make sure to do it. So
you're a trooper, Colin. Thank you.
One person will.
Yeah, we've got our first.
Woo! Sorry, I don't read anything, so I just don't buy enough.
Well, you read at a lower level, don't you, Josh?
Just at a second grade level. Not too bad. Not too horrible.
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 Right. As promised, it is time for verses.
We didn't even get to play our jingle for Amazon.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Sing it.
Ready at Amazon.
Whose voice was that? I can't even tell.
I think it was Colin.
Ready at Amazon.
He could have done it live.
Ready at Amazon.
What
I don't know. I don't know. So anyway, versus Ben. You know what that means. 1980s video game. As you know, in this game, two panelists debate the merits and demerits of one particular vehicle, and the other two, or in this case many, choose a winner. So Ben, you have the roundabout top hat, chalk full of different names in there, except Eric's because I didn't include it.
No, I put it in.
You did? Okay.
I'm glad to see that you actually do have a hat.
I better be a panelist or else I'm driving my pickup truck up there.
You're there. Don't worry, Josh.
No, I mean, I better be the panelist.
Well, we'll see. Ben, you're going to draw, or are we going to have the audience pick? Doesn't matter. Do whatever.
No. So what we'll do is first we'll pick our four judges, our panel of four judges, and then we'll pick our pro and our con.
Well,
so,
they'll be whoever's left.
That's true, but we won't know who's until we pick it out, will we?
Who's going to judge?
All right. So judge number one is Miss Shelley.
Yay, me.
Judge number two is... Judge number two
is
Joffrey.
Joffrey.
I'm cramping. Whatever that means.
My tummy hurts.
It's a Strangers with Candy reference.
Okay.
Cramping.
He gets
it. I stole the TV.
Did some overtime.
But now I'm back in school.
Judge number three is Craig.
Yay.
So we're all going to be judges here.
Judge number four is...
Josh.
Colin.
Hey.
Oh.
All right.
Excellent.
Now we get to our pro and our con. First, we will pick pro. Our pro will be Joshua.
Oh, all right.
That means our con is Eric.
Do we have lightning bolts, Ben?
Throw down.
All right. Now for the rules.
You should throw him the hat so he has to wear it for his con.
Yes.
Con. The con hat. All right. So, Josh, as pro, you must do your best to convincingly talk up the positive aspects of the vehicles in each of our three rounds, no matter, or four rounds, no matter how awful you think said vehicle really is. Three rounds? Okay, Ben. On the other hand, Eric, as con, you must make the case why each of these vehicles ought to be shipped off to the crusher. Each of you will have 30 seconds per car to state your cases. Following that, we will have a 15-second rebuttal round. Keep that in mind. Jeffrey, Michelle, Colin, and myself are the judges today, and we will reveal our picks our picks for the winners at the end of the show. So each of us, make sure you guys have a scrap piece of paper or an extra Word document open just to take notes about each people's arguments. So
pick number one is the Honda Insight.
There's no positive aspects of
that. The 2012 Honda Insight. So we will start with Pro, and who did we say was Pro?
Pro is Josh.
That means we're Josh. So Josh, at the sound of my bell, you have 30 seconds. Wait for the bell. Go!
And for around 20 grand, you can get the 2012 Honda Insight, which is actually pretty good on gas. Not too bad looking, you know, looks better than a Prius, mind you. And it's not a Toyota, so it won't run away from you and just start driving without you being in it or doing anything that it's not supposed to do. And it's a Honda, so it's actually a pretty good product. It's got some sporty behaviors. It gets, you know, over 40 miles to the gallon city and on the highway. And technically, the original Honda Insight was actually the first...
Shut your mouth!
But
we're
now I'm
done.
Sitting on the edge of my seat. It was the first what?
First what?
Well, we'll never know, will we?
Rebuttal round.
It was the first. We just know it was the first.
So next time it's Colin, and he's Con.
No, it's Eric is Con.
No. Oh, Eric is Con. I'm sorry.
Colin is a judge, Ben.
I'm sorry. So stupid. Oh. Well. Eric is the judge. And at the sound of my bell, Eric, you will
Con.
Have...
Con. Eric is Con.
Oh, my God.
K-A-A-N.
Wrath of Con.
James Con.
You know what?
Eric, Ben, start the timer. Tell Eric to go.
At the sound of my bell, Eric, you know what to do.
The Honda Insight, in its current form, is a 50-gallon bucket of fail. Why? It's basically the same size as a Prius. Okay, it's a little bit smaller. It gets 10 miles to the gallon less than the Prius. And when it came out, it was a little bit cheaper. But then Toyota said, well, F us? No, F you. We're cutting the price of the Prius. So there's really no price advantage of the Insight over the Prius. Or the Prius for you, whoever's. So the interior of this thing is...
Oh, is what?
Much better looking than that of the Toyota Prius, right?
All we know is it's the first, and then the interior is something.
All right.
It's the first interior or something.
So, judges.
Well, not yet. We still have
to do the rebuttal round.
We have a 15-second rebuttal round.
Fine.
We will go to the...
You're getting ahead of yourself there.
We will go to the pro, which is, let me think, Josh. Right?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Josh, at the sound of my bell, you will have 15 seconds to do... whatever it is, you do.
Now, what Eric was trying to say at the end there, the interior is better looking than the Toyota. Because let's be honest, the Toyota is a Toyota. It's a piece of do. End of story. First hybrid ever, by the way. Or production hybrid.
Well, which is it?
Well, first production hybrid is what I meant to say.
All right, Eric.
All right. At the sound of my bell, Eric... has 15 seconds to rebut.
Well, the current generation Prius interior isn't bad. However, the interior of the Insight still looks like it's from a 1993 Civic. So that would be a major issue with the interior of that car. And that's what I was getting to.
Mm.
So,
Except the 1993 Honda Civic still has a nicer interior than the Toyota Prius most Toyota products now.
Sorry, that doesn't count. Your time is over.
And it probably gets better gas mileage than the Insight, too.
Judges, please disregard that last statement.
Strike it from the docket, whatever they say. All right.
Before we move on to round two, judges, don't give us your final call on these, but you know, what are your impressions? Craig, we'll start with you.
You know, obviously a very difficult vehicle to defend on account that it is such a turd. you know, great arguments on both sides, though. Great arguments.
Jeffrey, your thoughts?
It's kind of hard to vote pro for the Insight for anything, but...
you're judging how well these guys are...
And that's what I'm saying. You could say anything bad about the Insight, but it's hard to say anything good about it. But both arguments on both sides were very well done.
Were very well.
Michelle, your thoughts?
Josh had a lot of imagination in trying to pretend like it was anything less than the worst consumer rating performing car in the entire industry. Did you know that, Josh?
Yes, I did, actually.
Good that's try.
A difficult car, but I had to keep my positive theme going. Literally cut me down.
That was a Tammy Faye Baker level of mascara on a pig.
Snip, snip.
All right, Colin, what are your thoughts?
I guess I'm not as down on the inside, especially since they lowered the price last year. Because what the Prius is, you know, raising price, it's a big spread now. But that wasn't really mentioned. So, dot dot dot.
I mean,
all right.
Well. I just knew that the Insight was cheap enough. I mean, I don't really follow the trends of the stupidity of the eco market, I guess you could say.
Yes. So, Ben, are we ready for round two?
I believe we are ready
what
for round two.
What is our vehicle?
Our vehicle
Hebrew
is the 2012 Cadillac EXT.
Great.
And I picked this before I saw Colin's story, by the way. So
fantastic.
This time we start with Con. That means Eric. Yes, I got it right this time. And at the sound of my bell, Eric will have 30 seconds. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait. A little longer.
Well, GMC used to be known as the Cowboy Cadillac, but apparently Cadillac felt a little perturbed because it wasn't a Cadillac. And so they decided to throw an extra $30,000 on the sticker price of a GMC or a Chevrolet. Why? Just because they can, and it pads the profit margin. I mean, and it's not even a real pickup truck. If you want a real pickup truck, get a real pickup truck, not this half-ass thing.
And under the time. All right. Now it's Josh's turn. At the sound of my bell, he knows what to do.
When you're spending $70,000 or more on any vehicle, you don't really care whether it's a truck or not, Eric. All we know is it's a Cadillac. It makes you money, looks you good, also can get you laid, and can fit a lot of dead hookers in the trunk while fitting many live ones in the cab. That's all I got to say. Cadillac, bring it on.
I believe that was a commercial last year, actually.
In Florida, made in Jacksonville.
That shows Josh's upbringing, that he actually thinks that has a trunk and not...
Well, I meant to say the truck bed is what I meant to say. Truck bed. Truck bed, excuse me.
Or maybe he thought it was a Honda Ridgeline.
Well, it also does have those little slats on it, so it kind of makes it a little trunk because it kind of closes it off.
It's a trunklet.
There you go. Trunklet. Thank you.
Smaller
it's like a donut.
Donut, yes.
All right, it's time for our 15-second rebuttal round. Once again, we start with Eric, so at the sound of my bell, 15 seconds will start to elapse.
The worst part of this is that anyone who spends the $70,000 on this thing isn't even going to use the bedlet or whatever Craig wants to call it, because they'll never even go to the Home Depot with it. They're not even going to pick up their 50-inch plasma.
Ooh, 50-inch what?
We'll never know. It was outside of the time. I think it was plasma.
Josh, do you
I
know what
think
to do?
They sell plasma at
yes,
Home Depot.
I do. Yes, I do.
Good point.
Blood plasma? Or?
I don't know. It's 50 inches of plasma.
They got a large Hadron Collider. Taking plasma. Anyway.
All right, Josh, at the sound of my bell.
A builder friend of mine actually has an EXT, uses it to load everything into the back of his bedlet, or whatever we want to call it, and actually tows his boat, his jet skis, and his son, and anything else around the back that he wants to. So, there you go. 70 grand. Well,
there's a lot of over-exaggeration going on in this round.
Is his son so large he needs to be on a trailer?
He tows a rocket.
He tows everything. He towed the world once.
He tows the world. Actually, I got to be honest. My parents drive an ESV Escalade, and I hate it, and I hate the EXT as well. Hate all Escalades, hate all GMC or GM trucks and SUVs. They all suck.
Well,
you just totally tainted my... I was going to say yes to you. I don't know what to say.
Oh, no. It just means that I'm better at being able to disguise
Remember, Josh, you're positive.
I am positive. And I'm showing you how good I actually am.
Positively hates it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, judges. We got to get to the judges.
Yeah, let's get to the judges. And this time, let's start with Colin. So, Colin, your impressions?
Just go to my webcam. It's this emoticon right here that I drew.
Oh, we can't see. It's all
can't
blown
see
out.
It just... just a face.
Yeah. It's a meh. So you're saying a meh on both counts?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Michelle, your thoughts?
Wow. Yeah.
Excellent response. That's the way.
I don't understand why they still make this thing personally. So.
I mean, like we were talking about earlier, it has to be absolutely cheap to throw a Cadillac badge on an Avalanche and make a ton of money. But
that's what they tell you at the Cadillac dealership when you go to buy one. They just say, yeah.
It's like you're getting ripped off.
It's like,
no.
Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't really have an opinion either way as well. I think this. Both people put out good arguments, so congratulations.
See,
both.
I would disagree,
you
Jeff.
You both win. Nobody loses.
Yeah, there's no winners. Eric, you walk away with...
Participation trophy.
That trophy.
And that trophy.
And Josh, you get a pat on the back.
Thank
See,
you.
I thought yourself. This was a pretty flaccid round because the arguments were not strong this time around, and I was not convinced really either way. I do have some thoughts. I like Josh's dead, his predilection for
What
ladies,
did Steven say? Dead hookers.
Yeah, he's trying to channel Steven. It's not working for him. So, Eric, equally, your arguments I thought were a little lacking. But we'll see. It's still anyone's game.
I do like bedlit. That was my favorite word out of that round.
That was good.
Bedlit.
Nevertheless, I think some damage was taken in this round.
Ow.
Who picked these cars, by the way?
I don't know. Sorry. Well, all right. Oh. Our third and final round is a bonus round. Now, don't get all up in arms because, yes, this is not a car anyone has seen or knows about.
Ooh. What? What?
Yeah, I mean, you know about it, but you know nothing about it. You know what I mean? You may have thoughts about it. But I thought since we're coming so close to the Detroit Auto Show and there was speculation that it might be revealed there, let's try this. So not knowing anything about this third and final bonus pick, you will have to either defend it or trash it.
Which
so,
is it, Ben? What is it?
It is...
What is it?
The 2013 Dodge Viper.
SRT Viper.
So once again, we start with Pro... And that would be Josh. Mm-hmm. So, Josh, at the sound of my bell, you know what to do?
Mm-hmm.
Hear your mouth full of something?
Uh-huh. Baloney.
All right. The new Dodge Viper will be awesome. That's why? Because it's just awesome. With the fact that Chrysler is now owned by Fiat, that means they get Ferrari technology, potential displacement of 8.7 liters. Ralph Gil is the new president and CEO of the brand, and you know what? He's awesome. That means that the Viper will automatically be awesome.
Yes.
I suppose it looks like
just lady. Like the car.
Was that eight awesomes?
Colin, please keep track of
I'm
all the awesome.
Get him at the thesaurus.
All right, and that was completed with 5 seconds to spare. So now, at the sound of my bell, Eric will have 30 seconds to go.
Well, here's a question. What's this thing going to be based off of? Is it going to be based off the SL, or what, the Mercedes SL, whatever the thing is? No, the gullwing car. Or is it going to be based off the Alpha 8C? And then when it comes to performance, it's probably going to get screwed because Ferrari just killed the Lancia Stratos because, oh, it infringes on our territory. And really, a 700-horsepower car isn't going to infringe on Ferrari's territory? It's going to get gelded quickly. It's going to be a styling exercise and not much more than that. It's going to rely on all of its history from 20 years ago.
Do you really believe that, Eric?
he sounds passionate
he
about
does.
It.
I have a good
concerned.
Rebuttal to that, too.
All right. Rebuttals. We like big rebuttals, Ben.
And we cannot lie.
Yep. What
is, all right. What is at the sound of my bell, Mercedes? Josh has...
SLS.
He has 15 seconds.
And here's why you're wrong, Eric, because the Viper has sold in many iterations before. People love it. Americans love it. Ferrari, Americans love them too. But it's a great title fight here in America. American Ferrari versus Italian Ferrari. The Lancia.
Bull roar.
All right, Eric. It's time for your rebuttal round.
What's ever happened in the past is irrelevant because Fiat is the new overlord and Ferrari controls all performance within Fiat. So therefore, Ferrari will say what is and what will not happen as far as performance at the new Chrysler Corporation.
Succinct.
Right here we go.
All right.
Well, I think I took the cake on this one. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Let's go around the horn again. Again, impressions, judges. Craig?
You know, Josh was going patriotic, wrapping himself in the flag a little bit. It's a good thing. Americans do love the Viper.
An American Ferrari. That's not very patriotic.
I said it will be the American Ferrari. With the new technology, things like that. Yeah, come on.
You did pronounce
Ralph's last name correctly.
He's that Gillies guy, right?
Giles.
So, Eric, you mentioned the foundation. What's it going to be? It's like, where's Waldo? What's it going to be built on?
Where's Gilly?
Yeah. So, and Fiat in control, Ferrari, it could be bad news.
It is up in the air.
I know. Jeff, what do you think? What's going on here? Judges. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. That Eric did pose some good questions about the foundation of the new Viper. Mm-hmm. Josh, on the other hand, called it a Dodge. That right there was a big X mark to me. But, you know, they were very equally matched on that one. It was like Mike Tyson and
Evander Holyfield.
Minus
every bit of ear. Yes.
I was not biting anyone's ear.
We'll see. Michelle.
Well, I think we could work on some of the vocabulary.
Awesome. Okay.
Used on the part of Josh.
I am awesome.
And I think that Eric made some really good, interesting points that probably when people think of a new Viper coming as an SRT, it would, people are immediately excited, but they don't think about the implications of it. So I don't know.
Some insight there. Colin.
You know, Eric, I got to say I'm not a big fan of the Socratic method, and you used it, I think, twice. I like declaration and declaratives. And I guess Josh gave that to me, even if it was through awesome. So,
Nerd alert.
He's a real word of
You rarity. Had me at awesome.
All right. So we got a vote now, guys. If you remember, round one was the Honda Insight. Josh Lewis, rawautos.com, defending this car. Eric Tritko, rumblestrip.net, taking it down. Who did y'all vote for? Michelle, why don't we start with you? Who did you cast your vote for in the battle for the Honda Insight?
You know, I think with the Insight, unfortunately, there were some good points that were missed that Colin pointed out. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to have to go with Eric on this one.
Okay, Eric it is.
Michelle, did I say, by the way, that I love you and I think you're the most beautiful woman alive? I don't know if I mentioned that yet. I just would like to...
Not going to help. It's too late now, no, Josh. Late. We got to go to Colin because Colin's got to talk.
Well, Colin, you're a really great guy. I think you're really nice.
I think you're great too, Josh. But you knew earlier enough. The way I was. You know the way I'm voting.
Damn it!
I'll just put you down for Eric.
I was going to mail you $20, but I guess not.
So, does it need to be said?
I mean,
Joffrey.
You know,
I vote for Eric. Yeah. Enough.
I put down Josh for the win in that category.
Oh, man. Yeah. We see who your friends are, Josh. Why? Oh. Why'd you go against the grain here?
I think it's a little bit harder proing for a car that has no pros.
So you're giving him a sympathy vote?
No, I'm just saying he had to work harder to come up with his pros. And
that didn't work when I had to defend the Smart.
What's wrong with the Smart?
It's dumb.
It's not sympathy. He had good arguments for pro, and I think they may have outweighed Eric's con votes or con arguments. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Used to be a
more bull roar from Jeff here than from Josh.
Oh, is that Ebola? Is that somebody's entrails coming out of their butt?
I think I'm going to get pink eye from that.
Back on target here. You see, I had one word was mentioned in the arguments that just immediately tipped my vote. And Josh, you called the car sporty, so I'm automatically voting for Eric. round two now.
It's more sporty than a Prius. A Prius is a hunk of crap. Oh my!
And the insight is,
I mean, semi. I mean, we're talking like minuscule, like 0.000001% of sport. But it's a Honda product. It has more sporting qualities to it.
Is there a VTEC Insight?
It's got VTEC.
There is. It's called the CRZ.
It's kicked in. All right. So
kicked in, yeah.
Eric, you carried round one, 3 votes to 1 vote. How do you feel? How does that make you feel inside?
Very good.
All right. We got 2 rounds left, so let's not count Josh out.
We can tell he's so happy about that. All right. I feel good.
Colin, we got the Cadillac Escalade EXT.
So that one, you know, I was kind of meh on both, and I would abstain, but I know that Ben doesn't let us do that because he said so.
Ben is a strong – Ben. While Ben is an advocate of abstinence, in this instance, you have to vote.
So all I do – I remember the word – prostitution used a lot in a different manner that I will not re-say. And I don't know, that word just, it sounded interesting.
Oh yeah, I forgot about your trip to Mexico.
And so I'm going to vote for the car that does that. And I'm voting for Josh, I mean.
Yes!
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Colin, you look great in your webcam, by the way.
Thanks.
Perfect skin tone and everything.
Wow. Thank you, I try.
Let's go to you, Jeff.
I'm actually going with the non-prostitute arguer.
Oh.
So Eric again.
Yeah.
Except not, because you voted for Josh last
time. I voted for Josh the first time, so that would be not Eric. This time I am voting for Eric.
Is Josh the not Eric?
Yes.
The not equal.
Because I used the word awesome. Come on.
No, I mean... The Escalade is for the pretentious a-hole who doesn't want to buy a Chevrolet.
It certainly is.
So,
I remember he drives an M3.
I drive an M3 for the fact that it is a beautifully engineered piece of perfection.
Wow, what a like beautifully Escalade. Managed piece of engineering you have on your Monza.
Is it awesome?
It's awesome. The Cadillac Escalade is a car that you just want to drive off a cliff.
I'm voting for Eric.
You didn't sway him.
That's it. More hookers and prostitution talk when you're around.
Yeah, I'm not going with the prostitutes either.
Oh, come on.
See, Eric, what gets you votes in Chicago doesn't get you votes in Detroit.
Boom. We're conservative. We're red state here. No. All right, so my vote. My
it's
vote.
All because Eric's there, and he probably looks better than I do.
You, Colin, you kind of...
Yeah. Have you met Eric?
No, I have not, actually.
Have you met any of us? This will never be confused with, like, a Maxim panel.
Except for when I'm there and sitting next to Michelle. There you go.
Michelle, I don't think she would appreciate that.
No.
No, it's not awesome. No.
No.
So, Escalade EXT... good arguments on both sides, Eric. You mentioned the Home Depot. I like that. Your shirt matches their livery, if you will. Also, Colin, like you said, the prostitutes. It was kind of an interesting idea there.
Yeah, it is.
And I felt that perhaps Josh better integrated that into his argument. So I'm by a narrow margin, Eric, because believe me, I'm a Home Depot enthusiast. I'm giving my vote to Josh this round.
Oh, yeah, baby. Come on.
So that means it's a tie. We got 2-2.
Ooh.
And Colin, do you happen to know where we can find prostitutes in Chicago?
Dead ones or alive ones?
Well, if I have an Escalade EXT, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Either or. Yeah. We'll do whatever fuck you want.
You can hold them all.
We got the third and final.
I know a couple places, so when you come, I'll tell you about it.
Third and final round. Next gen Viper. Michelle.
Yeah.
We had a fight to the photo finish here. Who carried the day?
I'm going to go ahead and just stick with Eric on this one again.
Oh, come on.
Burn.
Such crap. I had that argument.
Ben, are we doing the rebuttal round again?
Your vocabulary.
I don't believe we are doing the rebuttal round, Craig. It's funny.
Order in the court.
Ridiculous. I'm going to drive my pick-em-up truck up there. I'm going to drive my Escalade EXT up there and run over all y'all.
So you're voting with Eric again. Why?
Vocabulary.
It wasn't awesome.
Oh, that was a... Yeah.
Well, we didn't ask Eric to write it down, did we?
You said talk about a car that's going to have 600-plus horsepower. What the hell other word am I supposed to use? Fantastic? Neat?
Fabulous?
Cute? Interesting? Fantabulous? Yeah, I mean, come on.
All of the superlatives.
Shut up.
You sound like a car dealer that doesn't know what he's talking about.
Ooh.
Well, nobody knows what the hell we're talking about with the new Viper.
Michelle has a vendetta against John.
Going on speculation. A car dealer doesn't know what he's talking about.
All right.
Mr. Ross.
Hits him with a knife.
Building on that, I as well voted for Josh on the Viper. Ooh. Eric did point out good points about the logistics of the Viper as far as how Ferrari's going to handle it and where the chassis is coming from. But I think Josh, you know, sold it quite well, except for the calling it a Dodge thing. But everything else...
Dodge.
You see, that's what did it for me.
It's a learning lesson.
Well, you're in the habit
of
saying Dodge Viper. They go together.
I want to say Mercury Mariner, but I can't.
Let me just apologize for saying Dodge instead of SRT. I apologize if I have hurt or offended anybody,
Josh,
in particular, anybody from Chrysler.
I already
voted for you. You don't have to say anything to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm apologizing.
It's too late to do the right thing now. As Tanya Tucker would sing. So I
you know who Tanya Tucker is?
Can I finish my argument?
Can I finish?
Can I finish?
I actually had to look it up in an email I sent to Colin.
Okay, that's a bit of a...
And he knows what I'm talking about. So the SRT thing kind of offended me, although I did support Josh's wrapping himself in the flag. I like that patriotic stance. Eric, you brought up very good points, though, about Ferrari being in charge now. Fiat, the new overlords, and I cast my vote for you because of that reason.
Uh-oh.
Wait, it's all down to the bird.
Is American. Craig, you've gone anti-American. You, sir, are like the French fry, not the freedom fry. Get the hell out of that seat.
Cut his mic, Ben. Cut his mic.
You are not.
We're retracting.
We will have order in this court.
It's North Korea.
He's a new irregular now. Get him off the line. We're done here.
You traitor.
There
was a new law passed for you, buddy.
Okay. All right. Colin Bird, it's all down to you except not.
Yeah, you know, I said it before. I'll say it again. After Thursday and Rick Santorum using the Socratic method, it just anything he does, I don't support. And it was used by Eric. And I love Eric, and he had a lot of good points. But I don't like somebody being like, let me ask you a question. I can't. So
you're not going to law school anytime soon. By casting your vote for Josh, you're not going to the courtroom.
Voted for Josh.
I'm actually offended I was compared to Rick Santorum.
Only tangentially.
You're talking about Rick Santorum attempting to use a
Does that make guys. Does that make Craig Michelle Bachman?
Well, she delayed her shot
of
that.
Oh,
no.
Holy crap.
He's no, that's someone else.
By
Yes. Anyway, round three, we had a tie. Round two, we also had a tie, which means it was all decided by round one. Eric, you carried the day.
It was like the Iowa caucus. One vote.
Well, eight, but close enough. There were probably stuff
like
in the ballot.
I would just like to say that as a voting Republican, even I would be offended to be called Rick Santorum. So... That's,
I didn't call him that. I said he did something like Santorum did.
Yeah, anything like Santorum is Santorum. Okay,
well, Santorum breathes. We're all breathing, aren't we? I'm thinking
awesome
about stopping breathing. But
now, I guess.
By the way, I think we should have a bonus round because I deserve to win that one. And let's just put it that way.
It's too late, Josh.
You are the loser.
Better luck next time.
I bet you if we went into the chat room, I would win.
That's not
well.
That's
good.
Not
conveniently,
works,
they don't get to vote. So,
here's what I have to say.
Yes,
he said it with his fingers.
You have to look at the camera.
We have to
it's an L.
That's not just an L. That's a 3D L.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say it looked like a.
It's like a chicken foot
it
or something.
Like a K.
Burn. Yeah, it's a gang sign now. What are you doing,
K
Craig?
Is something
like I lost last time to Stephen K's J. Ewing via the chat room, and we should be voting in the chat room right now.
But we don't need to because it's not a tie. So
you lost by one vote.
Eric carried the day.
Sore loserman from Florida.
Winner! Such...
All right. He's going to grumble about
some
that for weeks.
Democracy here.
That's democracy in action, Colin.
Huh?
That's it's democracy in action.
We have Craig Jung Eel over here.
Watching sausage be made here. I don't like this. I'm literally watching sausage be made. You guys don't know.
I love that YouTube channel.
It would be Kim Jong-un now.
Youngin?
Yeah, Kim Jong-un.
Ill just passed away.
I know.
He was
Kim
ill.
Jong-un
he had a stroke.
Is making his own sausage?
Kim Jong's ill, and then Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Anyway,
Kim
guys,
Jong-un.
That wraps us full circle. We've got a show. It's the
Put a bow on
five,
that.
Circle of Roundabout. We're done here. We finished another episode of Roundabout, number 112. So, Jeffrey Ross, you are with the AutoByTel.
I am with AutoByTel.
You are in town.
I am in town covering the North American International Auto Show.
Is that
show.
Why you're here?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm in a couple days early to hang out with the
crew.
With the bros and Michelle at Broab.
We're
not
here.
A bro.
Broab.
Broab!
Yes! Excellently placed, Mr. Bird.
Oh, my goodness.
How did it take this long?
I don't know. What
that
are you working on?
Should have been episode two.
What you feeling, girl?
Oh, working on a lot. No, I'm thinking of what am I not working on. I just did this incredibly long test drive of the EcoBoost F-150, and I was stunningly unimpressed with it. But
despite the fact that we just chose it as the truck of the year.
But it had tow mirrors, so I did a test, and it turned out to be a good test because then it redeemed itself if I folded the mirrors in. Anyway, I'm putting that review and slight field test on right. AutoByTel, and it was named AutoByTel Truck of the Year.
Speaking of AutoByTel,
I think that's how it's pronounced.
We've got another alumni here, Michelle.
She's still there.
As far as I know.
I hope so. Anyway.
You're veteran AutoByTel.
More of a professor. She leads the
pack.
She's
tenured.
Sure.
AutoByTel. Yeah. You are also in town for a little show that's going on. I understand.
Yeah, I thought I'd drop by the Kobo and see if anybody was hanging out.
There might be some folks around. Yeah. So, what do you plan on doing for the big show?
Check out. Jeff conveniently did the schedule so that he and Benjamin and Charles Chrome, our Broab, will be be covering all the press conferences, and so TJ and I will be doing some videos.
Ooh.
She's going to be the one in the S class this year, sleeping in the back seat. By the way,
yeah.
Oh well, we look forward to that. I guess it is the jet lag, though. We're on Eastern time.
Yeah, well, the NAC toys are announced at like 4:15 my time.
Ridiculous. Anyway, thank you for coming.
It should be illegal.
I know, Eric Tritko. Texas Tritko, they call him.
I can hear those spurs a jangle jangling.
Ben a jangling.
Me and Big Ed.
Yeah, you and Big Ed.
Yeah, so rumblestrip.net as always.
What brings you in town?
I live here.
He picked me up at the airport.
It's mighty kind.
Should have my – well, I've got three reviews that are basically done, but I figured I'd wait till a little after the auto show just so they don't get lost in the mix. Mm-hmm. I also have a very interesting test drive of the Suzuki Grand Vitara from St. John in the U.S. Virgin Islands that will be going up very shortly.
They still make those, huh?
It's actually a pretty good little vehicle, believe it or not, especially for the U.S. Virgin Islands. Where
was it the Ultimate Adventure Package?
It was not.
That one smells like the inside of a stale scuba suit.
I do have to say, though, that even though it would be ridiculously expensive to ship cars to, like, St. John, it would be an awesome place to do a new car intro because your top speed is going to be about 40 miles an hour, but it's all up, down, left, right, 30-degree grade up and down, hairpin turns. It's the fabulous roads to drive on. So,
well, lucky.
And, of course, also running social media for the IMAX webs. So,
thank you, Eric. Colin Bird, a considerably simpler URL.
Cars.com, yes.
Not car.com?
No,
I don't think so.
I don't know where that goes, actually.
No, where does that go?
Is it .org? Or?
Put it in. No, but, you know, we're covering the show like everyone else. We got, I think, a team of 10 or 12 going there, and I'm handling most of the coding and getting making sure that stuff comes up on the blog. I guess the thing I'd point to now on kickingtires.com, which is, you know, the cars.com blog, is the top 10 cars of the year and, you know, the December sales and our top 5 automakers of the year and our analysis on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds pretty dull.
No, you know, I love that stuff. And you do too, Craig. I know you do.
I'm just teasing.
I know.
You're the resident Roeb fact man. You've got the numbers to back up your stuff.
Semi-facts. The truism facts.
Truthiness.
Yes, truthiness.
All right. Well, thank you, Colin. We do appreciate it. We hope we're going to make you late for your big celebration.
No, you're not. Not at all.
Okay, very good. I know you're an hour behind us in Chicago, but just want to make sure. Yeah. Josh Lewis.
Yes.
You're still there and still stewing.
I am, actually.
He doesn't does he?
I deserve it. No, actually, I've been reading some stuff, believe it or not, while you all decided to talk.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad you had some
game. You've been so quiet.
Excuse me as a loser.
You've made it to Dick and Jane books now?
No, just the D ones. Anyway.
Raw Autos.
Raw Autos. And also, I am a co-host of Roundel Table Radio.
They let you do that?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes. I have gotten some questionable...
Are you a fan favorite, Josh?
What'd you say?
Are you a fan favorite?
Well, they tell me that. I mean, I have gotten some phone calls from BMW asking that I stop saying certain things or doing certain things.
So, it's the sodomy jokes, isn't it?
Huh?
It's the sodomy jokes, I think.
Yeah, well, that and also it may have been having a professional BMW racing driver on there and talking about lots of alcohol. So,
okay.
Classy. Yes.
And having a race of driving under the influence at a racetrack.
You are a fan favorite. He's like the Andy Anatko. He's like he's a venerable. What's the right word, Ben? It's
curmudgeon.
Or, no. What is Anatko referred to?
Pundit. Wait. Are you looking for pundit?
No, the word is pungent? He's lovable or
I just
incorrigible?
No, that's not lovable.
You can all kiss something that I have a very
remember, you can watch Roundabout Live every Friday evening starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3:30 p.m. Pacific, except of course today because it was a special event on Saturday. And don't forget to check out the rest of the Autoline fine family of programs, including Autoline This Week, Autoline After Hours, and of course Autoline Daily. If you want your question or comment addressed, you can always call the ROAB hotline at 1-559-ROAB-411. That's 1-559-762-2411. Also, don't forget about the ROAB Emporium. And you can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/roundaboutshow or like us up on Facebook at facebook.com/roundaboutshow. If you want to listen to the Roundabout Show at your convenience, make sure that you subscribe to it on the iTunes Marketplace or iTunes or on the Zune Marketplace. Anyways, thanks to you. God, I can't read 4-point type. Thanks to all of you out there listening. Join us again next week as we circle about the roundabout. We'll talk to you then.
And Colin sprung a leak.